Okay, so today we're doing a deep dive into cybersecurity.
Sounds good.
But we're not just talking about abstract ones and zeros. We are talking about real-world consequences, the kind of stuff that can leave you feeling like you've been hit by ransomware. Because you might be.
Yeah, that's right. And the scary thing is, it often boils down to something that feels like such a minor annoyance. Those little patch notifications, we're probably all guilty of ignoring them sometimes.
Tell me about it. But here's the thing about those notifications. They aren't just about adding some fancy new features, or making your computer run a tiny bit faster. Sometimes they are literally the only thing standing between you and a full-blown cybersecurity nightmare.
Exactly. And we have a perfect example of that playing out right now. We're talking about a single vulnerability, one with a patch available since August, that's already been linked to multiple ransomware attacks.
Wait, seriously? A single vulnerability causing that much chaos? What is this, some kind of super secret software used by like three people worldwide?
Not even close. This is about Veeam backup and replication. Specifically, we're talking about versions 12.1.2.172 and earlier. Now, if you're thinking, I have no idea what that is, well, a lot of companies, big and small, rely on it for backing up their data.
Okay, so it's popular, but what exactly is wrong with it?
So there's a critical vulnerability. It's cataloged as CVE-2024-40701, and it essentially gives attackers a backdoor to remotely take control of your system. Imagine someone having the keys to your house and just coming in and changing all the locks. That's essentially what remote code execution allows them to do. But in the digital world,
Okay, that's a terrifying thought. No more ignoring those software updates for me. But hold on, you said this vulnerability has a patch available, so are people just not taking it seriously?
that's the frustrating part. You see, this vulnerability has a severity score of 9.8 out of 10. That's like DEFCON 1 in the world of cybersecurity. And yet a security researcher, Hemaja Matharam, I believe her name is, found over 2,700 instances of this vulnerability still exposed weeks after the patch was released.
Wow. So we're talking real danger here. And it's not just theoretical, right? You mentioned ransomware attacks.
Absolutely. The folks over at Sophos XOps, they're a cybersecurity firm, they've already linked this vulnerability to at least four ransomware attacks this month alone.
Four in just a few weeks. This is big.
It is. And they've observed these attacks involving some particularly nasty ransomware variants, Akira and Fog. These aren't just going to lock up your files and demand a small ransom. We're talking about potentially devastating consequences, especially for organizations that rely heavily on their data.
Okay, this is starting to feel very real. So, if this Veeam vulnerability is so dangerous and the fix is out there, why are so many systems still vulnerable? What's the holdup?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it gets to the heart of why cybersecurity is such a challenge. It's not always about having the latest and greatest technology. It's about people and processes.
This is where it gets really interesting because it's not just about tech, it's about human behavior.
Exactly. Think about it. Patching systems takes time. It takes resources. And it often requires taking critical systems offline temporarily. Plus, there's always that fear that a patch might break something else.
And let's be honest, sometimes we all get a little complacent. It won't happen to me.
Precisely. But the reality is, attackers are banking on that complacency. They're looking for the easiest targets. And unfortunately, unpatched systems are like shooting fish in a barrel.
And it's not just about random hackers looking for a quick buck, is it? I mean, you mentioned certain industries being more vulnerable. Who are these attackers really targeting with this Veeam thing?
Yeah, you're right. This isn't just about petty cybercrime. Attackers often go after what we call high-value targets, organizations that can't afford downtime, that hold sensitive data, and that are more likely to pay a hefty ransom to get back up and running.
So we're talking healthcare, finance, government, critical infrastructure, those kinds of places.
Exactly. These sectors rely heavily on Veeam for their data backup and recovery, which makes them prime targets. In fact, even the UK's National Health Service, the NHS, issued a cybersecurity alert specifically about this vulnerability.
Wow, the NHS issuing an alert. That's not something you see every day. It really puts the potential impact of this vulnerability into perspective. It's not just about some abstract idea of cybersecurity, it's about real-world consequences for people's lives and livelihoods.
Absolutely. And this is where it gets even more unsettling. You see, attackers are strategic. They go after popular software like Veeam for a reason.
Because it's like a one-stop shop for hitting a lot of targets at once.
Precisely. Think about it like this. The more widely used a piece of software is, the larger the pool of potential victims. It's about maximizing their chances of success. Caitlin Condon, she's a security expert from Rapid7, another cybersecurity firm. She mentioned that over 20% of their incident response cases in 2024 involved Veeam being either accessed or exploited. That's a significant number.
Wow, that's huge. So this Veeam situation isn't just a fluke, it's a pattern. Attackers are actively going after this software because they know it's an easy way to get into a lot of systems. It's almost like they're playing the odds.
It is a numbers game, sadly. And the scariest part, they don't need to be right every time, just once.
Okay, that's kind of chilling. So you're listening to this, and you might be thinking, okay, this Veeam stuff sounds bad, but I'm not running a multinational corporation, so I'm probably safe, right?
Here's the thing. Cybersecurity affects everyone, whether you realize it or not.
It's not just about those big, scary headlines about data breaches and ransomware attacks, right?
Exactly. Think about all the devices you use on a daily basis that connect to the internet. Your computer, your smartphone, your smart TV, even your thermostat, they all rely on software. And software can have vulnerabilities, and those vulnerabilities can be exploited.
It's like that saying, it's not a matter of if, but when.
Precisely. So even if you're not in charge of IT for a Fortune 500 company,
right?
You still have a role to play in cybersecurity.
So what can we do? This all sounds pretty overwhelming. Are we just supposed to live in a constant state of paranoia, checking for updates every 5 minutes?
Don't worry. It's not about becoming a cybersecurity expert overnight. It's about taking some simple, proactive steps to reduce your risk.
Like actually installing those pesky patches. When they pop up, I'll admit I've been guilty of ignoring those in the past. I'll get to it later, I always think. But now I'm definitely reconsidering.
I'm glad to hear that. You see, patching is like locking your front door. It's a basic security measure that can make a world of difference.
And it's not just about protecting yourself, right? It's about protecting everyone else who might be affected if your systems are compromised.
That's a really important point. Cybersecurity is a shared responsibility. We all need to do our part to create a safer digital environment.
Okay, so we've talked about the problem. We've talked about why it matters, even if you're not a tech whiz. But what does that actually look like in our daily lives? Give us the actionable steps, the so what of all this.
Absolutely. First and foremost, stay informed. Knowledge is power, especially in the cybersecurity world.
So how do we stay informed without getting lost, you know, in a sea of tech jargon and scary headlines?
Well, you don't need to become a cybersecurity whiz overnight. Mm-hmm. Start with reputable sources that provide clear and actionable information. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, is a great one. They offer regular updates on vulnerabilities and best practices. And they even have tips tailored for individuals and families.
Okay, so CISA. Got it. What about those, like, common sense tips we always hear about? It feels like everyone says to be careful what you click on, but is it really that big of a deal?
It absolutely is. Think about it. Most cyber attacks, whether it's ransomware or something else, start with someone clicking on a malicious link. Or opening an infected attachment.
So those phishing emails we've all seen, where they try to trick you into giving up your password or something, that's how they get in.
Exactly. They might look like they're from a legitimate source, like your bank or a social media platform. But their goal is to trick you into giving up sensitive information. So always double check the sender's address, hover over links before you click them. And if something feels off, trust your gut.
Don't click the sketchy link. Got it. Any other common sense tips that we should actually be taking seriously?
Strong passwords are a must. And I don't just mean using password 123. Use a password manager if you can. It takes the pressure off remembering a million different passwords and ensures you're using strong, unique ones for each of your accounts.
It's like having a digital vault for your keys, right?
Yeah.
Much safer than keeping them all on a single keychain.
Exactly. And if you ever have any doubts about a website or email, Err on the side of caution. Don't enter personal information. Unless you're 100% sure it's legitimate.
This whole conversation has been a real eye-opener. It's amazing how quickly things can go wrong in the cyber world, but it's also reassuring to know that there are steps we can take to protect ourselves.
Absolutely. It's not about achieving perfect security, because that's probably impossible. It's about being aware of the risks, making informed decisions, and taking those simple proactive steps to reduce your chances of becoming a victim.
It's like wearing a seatbelt. It won't prevent every accident, but it significantly increases your chances of walking away unscathed.
Exactly. A little vigilance goes a long way.
Well said. So to wrap things up for you listening, remember, patch your systems, be mindful of your online activity, and stay informed about the latest threats. It might seem like a chore, but it's a small price to pay for peace of mind. And who knows, it might even save you from a cybersecurity nightmare. Until next time, stay curious and stay safe.